We celebrate Mary, Mother of Sorrows, today after the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross. We remember not only the courage that Christ have taught us, the love that Christ have taught us, the sacrifice that Christ had taught us on the cross, but also the faithfulness of the one who stood at the foot of the cross to be with him. Mary said yes to the will of God as a young woman when she accepted the archangel Gabriel's message to her, and she said fiat, she said yes to God as a young woman. And now, at the foot of the cross, she said fiat to God's will again as an elderly woman. The one who stood at the foot of the cross to witness her own only son, only begotten son, died on the cross for the sake of humanity, for the sake of our redemption, for the sake of our salvation. Mary fiat had always been throughout her whole life, whether in times of joy to time of sorrows. Mary taught us, my brothers and sisters, to be faithful to God, not only in the good times, but also in the bad times. Not only in times of blessings, but also in times when it hurts and when times it gets challenging. Mary stood at the foot of the cross, not understanding why, but she knew she had to be there. She knew she needed to be present to her son. She knew that she had to stay faithful until the end. At times too, in our very own life, we might not understand everything that's going on, but yet we're called to be there. Be there in prayer, be there at the foot of the cross, be there when times get hard, be there with the Lord and never abandon him. As we celebrate Mary, the Mother of Sorrow today, may we have the same courage in being there with her and ask her to hold our hand at times when we are discouraged, at times we're tempted, at times when we're distracted to abandon Christ. Ask her to hold our hands so that she leads us toward this total fiat, this total giving of ourselves to God in good times and in bad, in sickness and health, now and for the rest of our lives.